Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. We are going to be learning the halachas today of cross-dressing. This is Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph 171 in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Torah tells us in Devarim Pechir Chof Beis Pasuk, Hey, lo ye klei chiligever al isha. Men's clothing should not be on a woman. Lo yilbash gever simnas isha. Men should not wear a woman's dress. Ki soivas Hashem elokecha kol Yisrael. It is a disgust to God for a person who does such things. Let's go straight into this. We have a few basic questions. So when it comes to clothes, let's start at the beginning. May a man wear even a single garment typically worn by a woman, even if clearly most of the rest of his garments are recognizably male? The answer is no. It is forbidden to wear even one garment worn by a woman, even if he is recognizably wearing male clothing. Vice versa is true as well. Besides the garments, are there other items which men cannot use if they are exclusively feminine? The answer is yes. Men may not use ornaments or toiletries or cosmetics that are used exclusively by women in that particular locale, or for adornment, or for enhancement, for beautification. Similarly, may a woman use accessories exclusively associated with men? The answer is no. Anything exclusively associated with men is forbidden to be used by women. In this, by the way, in many cultures, is a woman wearing a gun. This may not be the Gemara talks about wearing weapons. Generally speaking, that is a men thing, and therefore a woman doing this will be violating the prohibition of loy. However, it depends on the society. So in a society in which women are trained, and many women go to the army or go to the shooting range, then, and this is a safety concern, that's fine. We're talking about, generally speaking, when society it is not acceptable, and it is done worn for beautify, it's worn for as an ornament, that will be prohibited. What about clothing which is not for beautification, but rather for practical usage? So let's say a woman is wearing a large brimmed hat to keep the sun out of her eyes, and men wear that usually. So that's allowed because it has a practical usage in this respect. What about for merriment? So many poskim or mekel allow it when one item of clothing is worn for merriment on Purim, for shtick, or at a wedding, for shtick, and the rest of the clothing is clearly the correct gender fit as well. The Sefer HaChinuch points out when trying to explain the mitzvah that part of the reason for this is because as soon as we start mixing these things up, it lends to lewdness, it leads to frivolousness, and it leads to the immorality associated with dysphoria and all the complexities of gender mixing as well. A very complicated topic. Obviously, that's not the only reason for this mitzvah. It's because the Torah tells us to, but there is, say, obviously a lot of wisdom in this. When the boundaries start falling apart, then other things do too. Let's go into the next topic, which is cutting bodily hair. May a man remove hair from his armpits or genital area? So this is forbidden because this is usually done by women, and this is considered a way of beautifying themselves like a woman beautifies herself. Can a man remove hair from these areas by rubbing them with his hands? It must be painful, but that seems to be a practice that some people had. The answer is no. It is prohibited to remove the hair from one's bodily hair for a man because that is considered something women do. Are there exceptions for, let's say, removing hair if it's for a man? The answer is yes. If they create discomfort or there's disease or there's hair to remove hair for medical reasons, then it is allowed to be removed. We move to the third concept, and that's hair coloring. Is a man allowed to pluck out white hairs from among the black hairs so he looks younger? The answer is no. This is considered a feminine practice of beautification. Can a man dye his graying or white hair darker to make it black? Answer is no. It is forbidden to a man to dye even a single white hair to darker color, as this constitutes a feminine form of beautification. What about hormonal treatments, making the hair darker? Nope, that is not allowed either, says the Igros Moshe Rav Moshe Feinstein. Is it ever allowed? Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that if it has to do with employment, that perhaps having darker hair will make a person more illegible in an ageist society, then that is allowed as long as it's not completely deceptive. Finally, men using mirrors. Is a man permitted to look in the mirror? And the answer is, generally speaking, no. It is allowed for medical purposes, for hair cutting and removing stains or dirt from one's hair, face or hair. But generally speaking, one is not allowed to groom oneself and carry on looking in the mirror. Are there circumstances under which it is permissible for men to use mirrors for outside of these areas? And the answer is yes, because in a region where it's customary for men to look at mirrors, it is permissible for any reason. That seems to be the generally accepted practice in Western society. With this, we conclude the halachas of Lo Yilbash. Have a wonderful and meaningful